This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still got it. Still perfect. The new theme song, kicking arse. Let's keep on trucking with no thank you or credit for the artist.
So last week we played that. You liked it so much. You're like, this should be our new theme song, which we've never done. We've always had a new theme song at the top of every episode. Mm-hmm. But here but it I is feel for like the we've been second doing this week for, in a row.
Yeah, it's 500 episodes. Might as well try something new.
Way more, almost 600 episodes. We're going to try something new, which is to replay that theme song by It's Missy Fay.
We're coming up on a decade, so it might as well be different.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm sitting, we're back in the studio, the separate studio setup. So Jake's in New York, I'm in LA. If you want, you can be watching.
We should just say we're
YouTube.
Back in the studio. Because like when people see this on YouTube, it looks so good that it almost looks like we're in the same room.
Wow, that's cool. I put a pillow behind my back. Have you ever done that move?
Have I ever had a pillow behind my back?
Yeah, like a throw pillow, an extra pillow as like more than just the couch cushion.
Have I ever done that, or do you think maybe you came up with it for the first time?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's either me or you, are you wearing a pillow behind your back, or it's just sort of just that you're raw?
No, I don't have one behind my back. I don't have one behind my
back.
It
feels nice. I'm curious what it'll look like on the day. Do I look like I'm sort of like,
it looks like you have better posture, but then your shirt is tighter.
Yeah. It's kind of like a give and take. I'm trying to like, it's hard.
Yeah. Emma, what do you think? Does this look normal? So Emma's nodding.
It forces you to like
sit
upright.
She said it looks pretty close to normal.
Yeah. It kind of looks like, we're sitting in like a orthopedic, a specific chair to like help our back issues or something.
Yeah. The whole video thing, while nice, while fun, it's made me more conscious of like what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to be like reading comments where it's like, whoa, Amir looks pale, or oh my God, what happened to his teeth this episode? Or like,
well, I mean, I would never read a comment, but I more just like when I see it, like I see like the promotional, like the TikTok or something, and I'm like, wow, why am I sitting like that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
My posture is bad.
Posture is hard because to have good posture kind of hurts. But then it's like, is this a good kind of pain, or am I not supposed to hurt when I have posture?
I think it's
posture?
A good kind, because like I mean, my shoulders hurt sometimes, and I think it's because I am like this all the time.
You slouch.
Yeah. When I see people that look like they're pain-free, they have perfect posture, and I don't think it hurts them to have it that way.
Right. But it's I feel like I'm worried that it's baked into their DNA. Yeah. Like if I just like start sitting upright now, like this wouldn't work for me, dog.
I think my New Year's resolution for 2024 or maybe 25 will be better posture. This year is taking because I'm trying to watch more Instagram reels, but
the 2024, opposite of posture.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't spend enough time on Instagram, so I'm trying to like kind of experience more in my Discover page. I want to follow more people on Instagram, see more stories.
The opposite of what you should be doing. Your goal is to use social media more and to have worse posture.
Not social media, just Instagram.
Yeah. Like roll
and
your
I'll already have good posture by 2025, so I won't even have to have that as a resolution.
Roll your shoulders back. Keep them
back
there.
And down. See, almost like every time I do that, I have like there's a like a click that happens in my the base of my neck.
Yeah, like is that normal?
It's definitely not. Because it doesn't happen.
Is this normal doctor appointment today?
For what?
I can't wait to keep you abreast of what happens. It's I'm finally seeing like an ear, nose, and throat doctor to see if I actually have small nasal airway or this is just what actually everybody has and is it normal is what I'm gonna
and
ask.
If you have a small nasal airway, are you gonna get a surgery that expands it?
It's not a surgery, it's a procedure. There are some procedures that you can just sort of open the airways, let the air flow easily, which might.
What is the procedure? The doctor sticks his cock down your nose?
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, he takes these two dildos and he puts them one in each nostril, right? And then, actually, this doctor only has one dildo and he'll be using his cock for the other one.
It's a strap-on, actually. Are you having trouble breathing, or is it more about your snoring, or is it about your night terrors?
It's sort of everything all rolled into one. I snore. I'm a mouth breather. I don't feel like I'm getting enough. Like, I feel like there's constrictive airflow when I just go straight nose.
What if you get this procedure, and your voice just suddenly sounds like this?
And I'm awesome at throwing a baseball.
Yeah, it fixes your posture somehow, too.
That would be awesome.
I guess I was holding a lot of air right up here in this passageway, and as soon as it was released,
so we were
my
able
body
to
relaxed.
Undeviate your septum, and now you're 6'3", 212. It's pretty
cool. You're 28.
Cool.
Look at that.
Holy
you're
shit.
You're aging backwards. You're Benjamin Buttoning, man.
You were holding all your neuroses in your nasal thin passage, and now that it's been opened.
Did Avital ask you to go, or are you just feeling like, you know what, everything else is good, I'm curious about this thing?
A combination of both. It's snoring plus Sean Perlman, friend of me, had a similar thing where he was like having trouble breathing, and they were able to widen his whatever going on. And then a few days after, they like take gauze out, and he's like, I feel like I can breathe out of my nose for the first time in a while.
Yeah, my sister-in-law's boyfriend just got some procedure done because he was snoring and it was bothering her, and he's like, he said he feels like a new person.
Your sister-in-law's boyfriend?
Yeah.
So that's I'm just trying to fucking figure out this
it's not that
family tree calculus that you
it's pretty
seem
easy.
To throw at us.
My
sister-in-law. So that's like
Jill's
one
sister.
Of like Sarah's fucking wife or something.
Huh? My sister Sarah's wife? It could be. But then it would be weird when I said her boyfriend. So unless Sarah was in some kind of strange thruple where she was married, but then
that's why I'm trying to like wrap my fucking nose around it. And
I can understand if you're misunderstanding it to that extent, I can understand how it's complicated. But it's the point was that the surgery or the procedure sounds good, but never mind. I was trying to like encourage you because I felt bad that I had made the dildo joke, but now I just feel like
let's go together. We'll get this thing done together.
I think I don't breathe as deeply as I could, but I don't know if I don't think it has anything to do with my nose.
Yeah. You think it's just a mental thing? Are you is your mouth open when you're sleeping?
Yeah, it's definitely open while I sleep.
Yeah.
And I think that like if I'm concentrating on something, I can hear my like I hear myself going
yeah, you're like wake snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that that's not good.
Right.
And I also feel like sometimes I try to train myself. You know like when you take a deep breath, when you're breathing in, your stomach should be expanding. You know, that's you taking air in.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like usually when I breathe in, I'm like sucking in. But maybe that's my lungs getting bigger.
I think that's correct. Yeah. And then when you breathe out, everything like fills up again.
Yeah.
I'd like a sleep study. As long as we're here, Doc, let's just fucking put everything to the test.
You and I should get physicals as an episode of this podcast.
Oh, that's cool. And then we can have like a theme song that's like, let's get physicals.
We're not changing the theme song, but otherwise, that's interesting to me.
It's either interesting and it's happening, or you refuse to budge on this theme song thing.
The theme song's perfect. Why would we?
How about the theme song is still the Missy Faye song, but the segment.
By the way, I think we actually didn't give Missy any credit. I think I made a joke about it, and then we didn't plug anything. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, it's her Instagram is It's Missy Faye. Yeah, we did it last week for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
For sure, totally.
And again, she says, you guys give me a lot of joy and you deserve so much more than this, perhaps a golden mic each. So,
right.
We shall see. Jake's kind of in charge of that shit. Right. I wonder why you're the judge and the jury. That's whack. <Yeah. laughs>
It's interesting. It's interesting that you're going to use the episode to question, like, let's talk about this offline, right?
Yeah.
Because the episode should be about the content, not about the rules for obtaining or losing the golden mic. I respect the sanctity of the podcast. That's why I try to have good posture for it. Meanwhile, your slouchy ass needs a pillow to prop yourself up. So that's a turdy for you.
You're using a pillow.
Yeah, but I don't have to. There's a difference.
You're wearing a Burger King crown. That's obviously not Golden Mike behavior. Can't really tell, actually.
To have a sponsor?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Questions, answers. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us.
Right.
I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
You sent me a pretty nasty one last week that we didn't get to, called Spying on a Stranger.
Oh. Hmm. I did?
Yeah.
Nasty.
Possible serial killer.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay. This guy is from like Sweden or some shit. So we'll call him the most famous Swedish person ever. What's his
IKEA.
Face? Yeah, IKEA. Isn't IKEA a company?
I think it is a guy that started
he made the meatballs. Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. IKEA says, last weekend I was visiting my friend and his family had a big family gathering at his house with dinner and games. And after dinner, we all went to the pavilion to have a drink. And I found myself standing in a circle with my friend and a couple of his aunts and uncles. And during the conversation, one of his uncles suddenly goes silent and stared down at these open palms of his hands as if contemplating something terrible he had done with them. As I watched him, suddenly he stared up and looked directly at me. It was as though time stood still, and for 10 seconds, his black eyes pierced mine with pure hatred. Then, just as sudden, he looked away and carried on in the conversation going on around us. To my amazement, no one seemed to have noticed anything, and when I told my friend about it later, he just told me I was being silly. But when I asked him if something weird had ever happened to his uncle, he froze and told me about his uncle's wife who had fallen down a flight of stairs and died 8 years ago. The death had always been deemed suspicious by some in the family, but no one spoke of it anymore. Now my friend is wondering if his uncle had something to hide, so we decided to investigate. However, we're not really sure where to begin and could use your advice. The plan right now is to go to the uncle's house at night and look through the windows to see if we can expose his evil ways. What do you think? Please advise. Thank you.
What do you think? What do you think about this whole thing? It sounds like It sounds like the beginning of a TV show, one of those like dark foreign dramas that I love to
watch.
Yeah.
He's staring at his hands. It's like a fun casual conversation, and then this uncle is just like
some Scandinavian murder drama.
His thick hands, because you know he like does real work, like so his like fingernails are kind of coarse and crusty and falling apart, and his palms are sort of thick with
knees weak, palms are sweaty.
There's vomit on his mother's spaghetti, and he stares down at the fucking guy and then snaps out of it. And then he hears later that that guy could have potentially shoved his wife to death, pushed her down a flight of stairs.
It's weird. It's interesting. It's interesting that he would bring that up to his friend and his friend wouldn't say anything. He's like, well, did anything weird ever happen? Well, I guess he might have pushed his wife down the stairs.
A flight.
Yeah. Like, that would be the first thing that I would have thought of when my friend brought it up.
Yeah, I think if I were to push somebody to their death down a flight of stairs, I would make it a point not to stare at my hands in disbelief ever and just be like, what have I done? What have I done? Because that sort of gives away.
Maybe you can't help it. That's kind of like the point.
Interesting. What I would do is not necessarily peer into his house, because then it looks like you're trying to do something nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to trigger his flashback / suicidal homicidal behaviors by saying stuff like, this might just be the push in the pants we need. I really wish that somebody would shove me towards the right decision on something or else. So like, he's almost like getting taken back to the point in his life that he accidentally murdered someone, to see if he stares at his hands again. Maybe it's this reflex, this subconscious trigger that you can activate to sort of catch him shove-handed, if that makes sense.
It's looking at your hand. That's not enough of evidence, I think, to even warrant a suspicion.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've looked at my hand when I didn't know if it was cold or wet, you know?
Yeah. So it could just be, it could have been completely unrelated.
It could have been. And then he might have just been like, oh, wow, I'm being weird. I'm looking at my hands too much.
Yeah.
Or like, you look up, someone's looking at you, and then you snap out of it. Maybe he looked at you with hatred because you were staring at him. I don't know.
Anything is possible / probable, but would you try?
And I don't think you're going to solve an 8-year-old cold case by spying. Like, what is 8 years later? Does he still wander around the house like reenacting the crime sometimes?
Yeah, like he'll shove a refrigerator down the stairs and see what it feels
like.
Right,
he's still laughing about it. He jerks off to the news articles.
The hell is wrong with you? This episode has been so blue on your end. I can't quite figure it out. Like, something is going on. The dildos in the nose. What was that? A strap on?
You actually, upon reflection, you brought up the dildos. I said it was the doctor's cock, and you're the one that turned it.
I said
into dildos.
You said strap on.
For no, I yes-anded you because that's what we're supposed to do, but I didn't feel comfortable doing that. I thought it was a bridge too far when you said the dildo thing.
And the jerking off to the news articles?
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with masturbation, but I guess you're anti
self-gratification.
I'm genuinely curious if that's a stance you want to take on the podcast, that masturbation is bad. I'll go ahead and say that exploring your body is a good thing. Getting to know yourself sexually, that's a positive, powerful experience that you can have. But you say no to masturbation. I think it's time for our first break. No masturbation.
What? You're throwing to commercial in the middle of this claim? You're not even giving me a chance to rebut. But yeah, I think touching yourself is anti-American and goes against everything that God designed us for. It's a waste of seed. And the reason that Jesus gave us a dick like that is so that we can use it to be fruitful and multiply. And every time you jerk off, you're actually killing yourself a little bit. Okay.
And now do you want to go to break?
Now, yes. Let's thank a few sponsors. Actually, let's just go straight into it. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
A baked in ad for the first time.
Baked so in that you can never extricably remove it without mentioning that masturbation is evil. I was going to say that shoving someone down the stairs is a risky way to kill them. Because what if they, odds are they survived and you're just kind of an asshole that pushed them.
Like, right.
Oh my
really
God.
Could happen.
My back kills. Why'd you do that? Jesus Christ. I really hit my head. You asshole. What did you think would happen?
That reminds me of a joke that we did on Jake and Amir where, like, you catch me in some kind of lie I forget and I pretend that you're dreaming and then try to knock you out with a coffee mug.
And it just hurts.
We add the thud. You're like, oh, ow. And I just keep on hitting you.
I think that did happen in an episode once. You're trying to give me amnesia, but it, like, just,
really
hurts.
That's right.
Yeah. Or, like, you try to shove me into traffic, and I'm like, whoa, that was close. And you're sorry about that.
Yeah, Murph tries to throw me off a building and then apologizes.
You tried to kill me.
That's a death, man.
Yeah, you're screaming at him. That's a death. Solid F. Okay. Don't worry this uncle did anything.
Yeah.
That's not on you.
At least wait for one other sign.
Yeah. It's got to be a double sign. This one is too random.
Definitely.
Okay, let's take a break now. And thanks to sponsors. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to, like, have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online, too.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any...
No.
Yeah. Honestly, the umbrella thing is still weighing pretty heavily on me.
Yeah. Because it's still raining.
Yeah, as the West Coast gets pummeled by these storms. I have yet to have the huevos / courage to pull the trigger.
The huevos and or the rancheros.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the plastic poncho look? Not for you, the yellow garbage bag of sorts that you can wear over your entire body.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about prioritizing what you want to be dry.
Yeah.
What's something that you care about being dry? Yeah. Is it your hair? Is it your shoulders?
Yeah.
Is it the pants? Like, what are we... And I feel like the poncho doesn't fix it all because the rain... gets on the poncho, it runs down, it hits, it ends up getting your shoes wet, it ends up getting your pants wet.
Yeah.
I think the umbrella creates the dome.
Okay.
That's what you want.
Okay.
You want all of that water cascading.
Yeah. Yeah. You almost want a poncho volcano of sorts. So the tip is your head.
You want, and then it you want a ball like gown. Yeah. You want a gown.
Oh, you want a wedding dress gown. Made of plastic that cascades down you and then out and off to the left or right.
I feel like what you want is just for it to stop raining. You want to never have to think about this again.
Yeah, you but second to that is the plastic volcano I can wear day to day to keep the...
I think the storage of that is going to be more off-putting than the storage of an umbrella, which is very compact, fits anywhere, on a shelf, in a corner.
Yeah. Ben's been FaceTiming me. I'm going to try to FaceTime him back. Probably won't work, but it's worth a shot. Right. The setup of these bi-coastal studio recording is so tenuous. There are wires for everything. I can hear you. You can hear me. I can see you. We're recording. We're going to edit it together. The slightest wrinkle can offset everything, but he's...
Yeah, I mean, we were delayed by 30 minutes just because we couldn't hear... Yeah, you guys couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything can throw the whole entire...
But I'm going to try to FaceTime him and just turn my computer around. He can see you. Yeah. He can hear us. We can try to get him on the show.
Well, he won't be able to hear us, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
He'll be able to hear you.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
We'll hear the audio coming out of my computer.
John Grimm is listening to us getting ready to start this, getting stressed out.
Yeah. Okay, now, Ben. So.
Yep.
Here's,
he's editing.
I'm going to rotate you around. This is...
I can't. You're already frozen, and the quality of your screen is just as bad as it could be.
Yeah, okay.
Just an exclamation point on my side.
Yeah.
We can all see it, so I can't see a thing.
Okay, you can't... Yeah. So
I can hear Ben, and he's complaining about this not being good.
Yeah. So can you see Ben, Jake? And Ben,
you're holding him directly in front of the mic flag.
Yeah.
Because
I'm trying to get the audio of the computer into the microphone as well.
I can't really. Well, there he is. Hey, Ben. And he can't. That's great.
Yeah, but he can't.
Almost doesn't.
Can you turn the audio up?
Jake would be able to hear you, but you can't hear Jake.
Is Jake not in the room?
Jake is in New York.
Oh, he was just here. What happened?
Jake, Ben says you were here. What happened?
I can hear Ben. He can't hear me.
I can hear Ben. He can't hear you. Is that true, Ben? Can you not hear Jake?
I can't hear Jake.
How would he hear me?
How would he hear me? He's asking.
Wait, yeah. Amir, maybe if you put your headphones to the laptop's microphone, maybe he'll be able to hear Jake.
If I put my headphones to... Oh, I see. So I'm going to put my headphones that has Jake's this audio is, it, so
it's
close ill-advised to the computer.
And there couldn't be a worse person
I'm
in charge.
I'm holding this like a violin at this point. Okay, now let's try. Everybody yell, but
Ben,
one at a time.
Can you hear me? No, of course he can't hear me.
Can you hear?
I can't hear a thing.
Yeah.
Can't hear a thing.
You just talk to Ben. Talk to Ben. It's way more interesting. Tell him I love him.
A ride, as always. I think you're great. I'm sure the content you're doing is great. You've been texting me the whole time we're recording this, so I can't imagine a world where that hasn't suffered for the podcast episode. and I hope you're doing great. And I miss Jake. I'll give him a call real quick right now, see how he's doing. And then that should be it, man. Thanks so much. And I guess catch Harold and Kumar. What's the one that you're in, Amir?
Yeah, Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Yeah, not Harold and Kumar. It's a very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
And Lonely and Horny.
Damn, thanks, man. I think that worked out. I really think that.
See if he's calling me.
He's calling you. Yeah, that makes sense.
My absolute man.
What's up, Benny? How are you, buddy?
I can hear him.
Doing very well. Very happy to get that Amir part out of the way. How are you?
Yeah, sorry about that. We're in the middle of recording. So this is kind of like the 1 to 2 hours a week I'm contractually obligated to hang out with him. But
well, we are rolling.
What has he been saying? Has he been saying anything worthwhile, or is it mostly just garbage?
Mostly garbage. I mean, he spent the last 10 minutes talking about how he might want an umbrella.
No, that's not true. I was considering getting a poncho.
Yeah, this is on the podcast. He also talked about it last week, which is it's like an ongoing thing.
Does he have an umbrella?
So
ask
people
him.
Are now getting updated as to what his thoughts were, his umbrella thoughts before, and the update on said thoughts.
Yeah, but they haven't changed. He still doesn't have an umbrella, and he's thinking about getting one. Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, is she talking? I can't hear.
Yeah, I was saying, ask him if he's going to get an umbrella.
Amir asked you if you're going to get an umbrella.
I have an umbrella, but I don't use it when I walk. No.
He has. You heard him, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering what he uses it for.
I don't want to do this, right?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I barely want to do it. You can leave at any time. It was so good to see you this week, by the way. It was nice to get just Jake and Ben time.
By the way, the best time it is. I don't remember a time when I saw Amir. Amir is a little bit harder to get a hold of, I feel like. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Not hard.
Yeah, and then when you do, it's like not even worth the effort.
I called you back during the show.
It's like talking to yogurt. It's like talking to plain yogurt.
Yes.
How?
Like not even sour cream.
Ask him what that means.
0% fat. Like just
ask him to explain that.
He's like he's a Sigis of a man.
Why?
That's right.
Why am I Icelandic yogurt?
Yeah, exactly. The Icelandic yogurt.
Yeah, why?
Well, this has been amazing.
Always.
God, I can't tell you what a connection I feel like with you every time I talk to you.
Mm-hmm. We are one.
And we are one. And then I feel like I'm just two. It's like a negative and a positive. Just, mm-hmm. Or I guess two negatives is what it would be because we're so repelled from each other when I'm talking to Amir.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You and I make a battery. And then, yeah, you and Amir are like
a yogurt. I heard that. But why a yogurt?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
This is honesty.
Yeah.
I feel like you and I make the battery. And we are kind enough to fuel the like robot hot dog that mm-hmm. Amir is. Like he's some sort of robot hot dog that like just like
yep.
You know, like those chattery teeth thing. He's like one of those chattery teeth.
Yes, where you wind it up and it just like shuffles his feet and just
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no wind up for this. We're the batteries that help it live.
100%.
The second. Yeah. That's basically what I feel like is happening right now.
Fucking love you, dude.
Love you, man. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Give me a call next time when you're not when Amir's not around.
He
picked up. He told me to FaceTime because I had to, and then he picked up the FaceTime and immediately didn't show his side. And
it was hard. Tell him it was hard with the setup.
He wants me to tell you that it was hard, but it's not. It's actually not that hard.
Like you and I are achieving it pretty quickly with no problem right now.
It's all grace with you and me, man. It really is.
God. Man, I miss you.
All right, I miss you too.
I miss
you, everybody. Tell Amir that he's trying his best.
Say that I miss him too.
Yeah, I will. All right.
You will tell him that I feel like you didn't say the last part.
Huh?
Yeah, I was saying that I missed him too, but you didn't say that part. You sort of just you were relaying the yogurt things pretty easily. There was an ease of communication and transfer of information when he was calling me a yogurt, but when
a
I was like
man. And a robotic hot dog and a teeth chattering wind up toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was saying that.
I think I said we missed him, or I said I missed him.
He said I missed him. But he didn't say that I missed him. Yeah.
I feel like we're saying the same thing.
We're not. You're saying that you missed him. What do you think you meant by the yogurt thing? That talking to me is like talking.
I think that you're bland and boring, and the only thing that makes you interesting is by adding elements, in this case other people like me and Ben make you better.
So you guys are like the honey and granola or something.
Yeah, we're the fruit, we're the crunch, you are the base. You are base.
What is
that?
You're
basic.
Yeah, I'm basic, but I'm ultimately super important, high in protein, low in sugar and a really good way of getting like jump starting your day in kind of an interesting fashion and kind of malleable. No, I'm like,
it's actually not an interesting fashion. It's all of that stuff except for the interesting fashion.
You can add me to any social situation and I'm additive.
And you're bland, so you'll blend in. You will bland in is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. You guys brought up the yogurt thing. I was just trying to understand where you were coming from with that.
Yeah. We don't have any respect for you.
For yogurt.
Either one. The yogurt's great.
I love yogurt. I love yogurt. And that's cool to hear you guys talk like that. I'm the yogurt to your life. Yeah.
Do you see how close you have to align yourself with yogurt to just to kind of get like just the drift of a compliment?
I'm actually, some yogurt even comes with fruit at the bottom.
You're not really yogurt. You're like yogurt. Like, don't, you're taking the metaphor too literally.
Yeah.
And having that much of a narrow view doesn't help you see the point. We find you bad to be with and around. And like, whether or not yogurt is good for some and comes flavored, it's neither here nor there, because at the end of the day, you're not literally a yogurt. Like, just take the negative thing we said about you and internalize that.
Just hold the L, I guess you're asking me to. Hold that L.
Yeah. Hold that L.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I could be skier.
Sure. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because you're actually a mirror.
AMYR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is an Icelandic version of me. Still bland, still thick, not flavorful. And you need to add the honey. I need to refocus. I need to regroup. I need to
rebrand.
I need to soul search, basically. Yeah. I need to, it's a page one rewrite for Blumenfeld, basically.
Yes, 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 yes. Now you get it.
It was almost like 0 through 40 was the old me, and now I have to get like a nasal surgery / lobotomy to figure out what the next 40 are going to be.
I actually do not hate you taking an extended hiatus and coming back. New haircut, new facial hair, new nose, and yeah, let's see if we can do an attitude adjustment and just like a big fucking makeover for you.
Sometimes people do get that deviated septum surgery, or they get a nose job and they say it was like a deviated septum thing, because they do have to break your nose and reformat it.
Right.
So I can get like a little, kind of like a little pig nose.
Yeah. Why don't you do the little ski jump nose, get a tummy tuck.
I think my tummy's out. Or, yeah.
Do some fillers, some lip collagen. Have your LASIK reversed and get bifocals.
Yeah.
And bring the faux hawk back.
Beard, no beard, mustache, goatee.
I say goatee, but diet.
Like go on a diet?
No, because you have the tummy tuck, so you don't really have to worry about that.
Dye the beard.
Dye the beard.
Dye the goatee.
Guy Fieri style. Yeah.
I see. Like I don't know if he does he dye his goatee or does he dye his hair?
Does Guy Fieri dye his goatee?
Yeah.
Does Guy Fieri, or does he have naturally bleach blonde
hair? But I think his goatee is brown.
Interesting. Now that I think about it, you might be right.
Okay.
And I don't want anyone to look at that.
Right.
Oh, we're both right.
Some is bleached, some is not. The middle part is bleached.
I need to look at a picture because I feel like with that description, I might be fully right.
And if you're wrong, are you going to bring it up again or are we going to cut this part out?
Interesting. I'll leave it all in. It certainly... Yeah, no, I'm right. I'm definitely right.
He frosts the tip of his goatee.
Yes. That is amazing. It's not what I thought he looked like, but I am correct.
But it's what I deserve.
He has the frosted. You see him? He's got the frosted tips, the brown goatee,
but his just the his handlebar. Yeah, his handlebar is natural brown.
And you asked if he dyed his mustache or if it was like that.
Yeah. It seems like he doesn't dye his mustache, though.
Or you said go. You said goatee. You said goatee. Hold that L2, man.
What? I'm already holding it all the way to Flavortown. I'm going to get the frosted tips and the goatee, but I'm not wearing Guy Fieri fucking sunglasses. I'll tell you that right now. But
you're wearing bifocals, I said.
Yeah. They won't look
Benjamin
like
Franklin
style, right?
Yeah.
But they won't
look like Benjamin, not style. Benjamin Franklin's actual bifocals. You'll have to break into the Smithsonian. Yes.
There's no way we have the same prescription.
Be interesting.
Yeah, I guess it would be interesting. All right,
do you think
let's...
you could be so rich that you would buy Benjamin Franklin's bifocals from the museum, but take them to Warby Parker for new frames or new lenses, I should say?
No, I would never buy his focals and then take them to Warby Parker for new lenses. Can I turn these historic bifocals, the first ones ever, into transition lenses, Warby Parker? Can you turn these into transition?
Yeah, that'd be tight.
These cost me $8.1 million at an auction, but can you change the lenses to be transition?
I think they are way more expensive than that.
How much?
This should be the new format for our show. It should just be Price is Right.
Yeah, but like hypothetical things that we can never actually prove.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll guess 8.1 and $1.
All right. I'll guess 40 million. You Google how much are Benjamin Franklin's bifocals.
How much? There's no way there's an answer to this. I can't believe I'm even searching it. How much are Benjamin? We don't even know if they have them still, let alone if they would ever sell them.
I don't even 100%
them.
Know if he was the guy that invented them. But
no,
I think
it just feels right.
Yeah.
Glasses cost. Yeah. It doesn't
give you an answer?
Yeah, it doesn't give me an answer, obviously. But he was the inventor of the bifocal, so we were right about
that. That's good. So there's an answer on that.
That's a win. Okay, let's take another break. Thanks to the sponsors and sort of try to wash that segment away. From I feel like since Ben called, it's been a kind of a mutilation of me. I felt like I was a punching bag for close to 15 minutes. So
I'm sorry about that. I am sorry about that.
Yeah. Because it seems like he got onto the show and it very quickly turned against me. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
It was instant.
I'm sorry. I should have known that you were sensitive and you have thin skin about this type of thing. And that you don't have the confidence really to withstand that kind of ribbing. So I am really sorry.
It doesn't seem. It seems like one of those.
To like a different standard.
It seems like one of those not real sorry sorries. Like the I'm sorry you feel that way sorry.
No. I think I forgot that you were kind of like a shrimp dick loser kind of guy.
of guy or have that?
And I came at you too hard. It's on me for not remembering that you are a pencil-necked dweebus.
Kind of guy.
Let's thank some sponsors.
Let's.
And do a little soul searching, as you said.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Actually, we answered the one question we had planned for today, so I wonder if there's a way we can gamify trying to find.
Oh! Oh!
Oh my god! Holy smokes!
Did someone say game?
Jesus! Oh! I feel like it's been so long since the Game Boy has graced us with his or her presence, really. It's hard to tell.
Not that long. I was on the Adam DeMarco episode.
That's right. Oh! Did you guys end up staying in touch, by the way, Game Boy?
Yeah, we hang out with Theo James. Oh!
So are you this androgynous game character that exists only on our podcast has been hanging out with two TV stars?
Oh!
Where have you guys been going? There's no way. What kind of hanging out do they have to do with you? You have nothing to do.
We go to basketball games. Oh!
You need a ticket? How do you get in? You don't have anything.
They sneak me in their backpacks. Oh!
Got it.
I shrink down very small.
Okay, anyway. Game Boy, do you have a word we can search in our Gmail inbox to find one question? Just one question that we can answer.
Cacti.
Multiple cactuses? C-A-C.
Right. I.
T.
Oh.
O? At the end of that. Is it two I's or one?
One. Oh.
C-A-C-T-I.
Oh.
That'd be a good Wordle word, actually. All right. Cacti. Looks like we have... Oh, you know what? It's searching cactus. That's pretty messed up. We got 12 emails with cactus. I don't know if we have any with cacti.
All right. But it's pretty unoften used word.
You know what? I put cacti in quotes. So I said, just search cacti. And we got two.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were close. Yeah. We were very close.
So do you want to answer, I'm a tumbleweed or a prickly subject?
Prickly subject.
A lady named... cactus writes, I gave my girlfriend a cactus. I forgot it was our 6-month anniversary, whatever it is, so I panicked and I gave her the thing. Anyway, I forgot at the time that it was a remnant of an old relationship. It's kind of weird, but I don't like seeing it in her apartment. Should I destroy it by accident? Cacti are pretty resilient, though. I might smuggle it out next time she's entertaining at her place. Someone will probably get the blame. Am I a bitch for this? Is there a more loving course of action I should be considering? How do you circumnavigate the intricacies of your civil partnerships? Love, Cactus.
That's actually a great question.
Yeah,
I feel like this is
short
a
and sweet.
Dumb. It's like it's just dumb enough to be the B or C plot in a sitcom. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you see Joey or Chandler?
Yeah, like he gives Janice a cactus. He's like, I don't like seeing the cactus. I got to get rid of the thing. And it's kind of
Or maybe it's more Seinfeld, but yeah.
Right. Little Shop of Horrors-esque. Like he gets rid of the cactus and the next day it's just there.
Mm-hmm. See, we should write this. We should just steal it.
All right, let's
delete
this part.
What would you do? I think...
I would never feel so sentimental that it I have to get rid of this thing. I could just probably compartmentalize and ignore. But if I really wanted to get rid of a cactus from my partner's apartment, honestly, her getting rid of it during a party might be good because then anybody could have done that.
Yeah, but I think that that's such an event. That really eventizes that will shine a light on the cactus more so than you'd want. Mm. You know, she would be like, she'd always be like, someone stole my cactus. She's asking a lot of questions. The cactus, from being something you don't want to think about, becomes a pretty heavy focus.
Yeah.
And then, even the replacement cactus is kind of only existing because the original cactus.
You can kill it by overwatering with a turkey baster that keeps the topsoil dry while actually submerging, moisturizing, and making the roots so wet that the entire thing browns and eventually sogs up and dies on you.
And I think that's the answer, but the other answer is that you forget about it, and hopefully putting those two things next to each other, one, slowly murdering the cactus over time.
Yeah.
Or getting over yourself. Hopefully you see that the latter is easier and you do that instead.
Actually, killing the cactus over time actually gives me another idea, which is replacing the cactus with a thyme plant. So you can actually grow the herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, and slowly phase it over the cactus entirely so she doesn't even think about or consider the cactus anymore because she has this robust thyme plant.
Right, so you're taking over all of her time, literally.
Exactly.
And that gives me an idea. You could replace like for like. You could just get her a new cactus, replant it. Yeah. So it'll be a new cactus to you, not necessarily to her. And then you can do whatever you want with the old cactus.
What happened to the succulent that I rescued from your LA house and brought to New York in a little sort of Vaseline container of soil, hoping to God it survived?
It survived. It's doing well. It
really?
Has taken root. It hasn't gotten any bigger.
It's still really small. It's about the size of a nickel or something.
Yeah, it's still very small, but it is alive and it is well. And we have it in a tiny little potter on the windowsill.
I wonder if you put it in a bigger pot, it would grow.
That will be an experiment for the summer.
Okay, I mean, there's no shame in trying in March or something. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah, I guess it stays by the wind. Sure. No, yeah, we'll do it when you're in town. We can repot it.
That's cool. Let's get repotted in here. And it's like me repotting different soils or something like that. We're talking about
weird YouTube channel that you should start.
Let's get repotted in. And it's me just sort of migrating different seedlings.
Killing different plants week to week.
Yeah. I'm an amateur green thumb of sorts. I'm not actually good at, as we've gone over before, moving indoor plants outdoors.
It's true.
Your sister might be able to help me out.
Yeah. She would.
Okay. All right. That was it. That was our episode. Pretty solid.
Great episode.
Highs and lows. I didn't like being called yogurt.
Yeah,
but
that was a high for me. It was fun to talk to Ben.
That was an issue for, I guess, a different day. It was I didn't want to have to explain to Ben like how difficult it would be for him to call in, and then like the whole fucking thing backfired on me to the point where I was being referred to as a Greek yogurt at a certain point.
I feel like you keep on reliving it, rehashing it, like you brought it up in this act of the show. Other people might have moved on or forgotten it. But now it's kind of like what this... I feel like the title for this episode is going to be Amir is Greek Yogurt. And that's because that was brought on by you.
Well, I was...
Because you couldn't let it go.
We can call it just yogurt and then like...
I wouldn't make any sense to anyone. Especially once they hear this now.
Yeah.
They would want to look at the episode and be like, that's why it's called Amir is Yogurt. Or Amir is Greek Yogurt. Amir is Yogurt also works.
That's actually pretty fun.
I don't even know
Go-Gurt,
if I said,
I don't
even think
flavors.
Ben said Greek. Yeah. He didn't say Greek. Yeah. No, he didn't. So yeah, sorry. Final answer, Amir is Yogurt. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're still watching videos over there. We need theme songs. We need questions. If I were you, show@gmail.com. Amir is yogurt. Fun little leaping off point for you for next time.
Yeah.
And sorry, it looks like you're frozen, but I think you're just kind of being low energy. Why don't you think, I believe it's May with the theme song 2 weeks in a row.
Miss Faye.
Huh?
Miss Faye.
Miss Faye?
Yeah.
Sorry. I feel like it's low energy. It almost looks like you're yogurt now, too, the way you're just sitting there.
I don't think I look yogurt, but let me look up the... Missy Faye.
Huh?
Missy Faye?
Missy Faye.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Thanks so much for watching, for listening, subscribing. As you guys know, this is a video episode. YouTube.com/ if I were you.
Let me know what I look like in the comments, whether it's a cool guy or a side of yogurt or something.
We'll
like
be back
that.
Next week.
We'll be back Thanks, next everybody. Week. Ciao for now.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.